Good morning. This is Kate Carpenter, Regional Medical Library Director at the Greater Midwest Region of the National Network of Libraries of Medicine at the University of Illinois at Chicago, Library of the Health Sciences. Today is Friday, March 27th, and although it's not the first day of spring, that was last week, we're still very happy that warm spring weather has come to Chicago. The light, the warmth, the promise of new growth and new ideas in the spring are just irresistible. Anything seems possible and everything seems likely. At the Library of the Health Sciences at UIC, we were proud to host Changing the Face of Medicine, celebrating America's women physicians during March. This is an interactive multimedia traveling exhibit developed by the National Library of Medicine's History of Medicine Division in collaboration with the American Library Association's Public Programs Office. The exhibit display and the accompanying website present a rich, inspiring source of biographical, curricular, visual, and anecdotal information about women physicians in every aspect of medicine. The stories that were contributed by everyday people were especially moving in this exhibit, and it is on display here at the Library of the Health Sciences until next week. The GMR staff launched a new webpage on emergency preparedness and response at http://nnlm.gov/gmr/member/emprep/. This page highlights the materials developed by the GMR Emergency Preparedness Working Group of the RAC, Regional Advisory Council. It will complement the NNLM Emergency Preparedness and Response Toolkit that is also available online at nnlm.gov. We are also developing a 4-hour Emergency Preparedness for Librarians class with MLA CE credit that will be offered for the first time at the Midwest Chapter of MLA meeting in Columbus, Ohio in October 2009. Members of the Emergency Preparedness Working Group are engaged in advising and assisting in the development of course content. In January, the Emergency Preparedness Working Group and GMR staff members took the Emergency 911 online class offered by Solinet. The new GMR class will incorporate some management decision-making content from the Solinet class and will also build on continuity of service planning strategies that the NNLM emphasizes. We are offering even more distance learning opportunities at the GMR. Making more online content available was a recommendation that emerged during our site visit by the National Library of Medicine last summer. Max Anderson, technology coordinator, taught over 10 online classes since the site visit, including podcasting, screencasting, and Geeks Bearing Gifts. Holly Ann Burt, outreach and exhibits coordinator, taught several PubMed updates online and has scheduled several more. You can find out which courses will be scheduled next by going to the GMR calendar, which is linked from the GMR homepage. The GMR sponsored MLA's educational webcast this past week, Finding Work-Life Balance, Strategies for You and Your Institution. This took place on Wednesday, March 25th. We were able to sponsor 18 sessions, one or two in every state of the GMR. So there were many opportunities for members to watch this excellent educational webcast. I myself picked up several ideas that I hope to incorporate in my library, Library of the Health Sciences, and I encourage you to view the webcast. It will be available through the GMR office for loan, and maybe some ideas that will work for your institutions will be there for you as well. One other innovation in the GMR program that I wanted to mention is that we are using Adobe Connect to hold quarterly webinars with the region's designated outreach librarians. This will help that group become more cohesive, and they can then develop ideas that they can use at their institutions or others, and so it's a great networking activity that will improve outreach in our region. I hope you're enjoying the April 9 GMR update, which was posted this past Wednesday. We hope here at the GMR that you enjoy your own opportunities for innovation and celebration, just as we have at the Library of the Health Sciences, and let us know how everything is going. Thank you and have a great week, weekend, month, and forevermore.